South Dakota real estate headlines. South Dakota property records now searchable online for deeds, liens, and owner info. South Dakota property records search lets users check property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in SD can streamline due diligence and verify property details faster with centralized access to ownership, permit, and encumbrance data. Bookmark southdakota.propertychecker.com/ for your next transaction research. South Dakota real estate headlines. SD Property Tax Portal, new digital resource for South Dakota real estate pros. The South Dakota Property Tax Portal is a new online platform at sdproptax.info, providing property tax information for the state. Real estate professionals in South Dakota can leverage this centralized portal to quickly access property tax data, streamlining due diligence and client consultations. Bookmark https://sdproptax.info/ to integrate property tax lookups into your workflow. South Dakota real estate headlines. South Dakota Real Estate Commissions, what SD pros should expect in 2024. Redfin published a guide covering everything you need to know about South Dakota real estate commissions in 2024, including typical costs and factors affecting commission rates. Understanding current commission structures helps SD real estate professionals price their services competitively and set clear expectations with clients. Review the full commission breakdown to stay informed on 2024 rates. https://www.redfin.com/blog/South Dakota Real Estate Commissions/. South Dakota real estate headlines. South Dakota commission rates edge above national average, survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local agents found the average real estate commission in South Dakota is 5.84%, surpassing the national average of 5.70%. SD real estate professionals should understand how local commission structures compare nationally when positioning their services and negotiating with clients. Review the full survey data to benchmark your own commission strategy at the link below. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar, what runs concurrently and what blocks what. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1, parcel zoning matches intended use. 2, setback dimensions match the survey. 3, any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4, contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most SD jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of SD cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it.